Free Speech Radio News.
Recent revelations that plainclothes police officers infiltrated planning meetings for a New Year's parade has citizens in Santa Cruz, California, infuriated. As FSRN's Vinny Lombardo reports, nearly 100 people turned out last night at the Santa Cruz City Council meeting to express their outrage.
It's not a surprise, but at the same time, when it happens at the local level, you can't help to feel shocked and hurt.
Rico Thunder is one of about two dozen unorganizers of last night, a do-it-yourself New Year's parade created by Santa Cruz citizens after the city-sponsored first night celebration was canceled due to lack of funds. Thunder says the group was immediately suspicious of two surfer dudes attending their meetings.
They used fake email addresses, fake phone numbers. There was no listing for any last name of the names that they were given. And then we made some inquiries, and a source within the police department confirmed that there were undercover plainclothes officers at our meetings.
But Thunder says they did more than just observe.
They participated in meetings, they made suggestions, they asked questions, they took on significant commitments, and even helped set the time, date, and location of the following meetings.
Santa Cruz Police Lieutenant Rudy Escalante commented in published reports that spies were sent in to ensure public safety, but Sherry Connable, who marched in the last night peace contingent on New Year's Eve, says that's just smoke and mirrors. She believes organizers were being profiled.
There were avenues for the police to get the information they felt they needed. They didn't explore those avenues. You know, they decided instead to do a spy operation, to sort of do what looks to me like a Department of Homeland Security action here in Santa Cruz. And to me, that's very disturbing.
Santa Cruz Mayor Cynthia Matthews declined to comment for FSRN, but addressed the issue at the start of last night's council meeting.
Although it was perfectly appropriate for representatives of the police department to attend that meeting, there have been legitimate questions raised about certain aspects of what took place. And I want to let the public know that the chief of police has opened an internal affairs investigation into these issues.
Once the police investigation is complete, the city's public safety committee will brief the city council on its findings, a process Thunder says is nothing but a whitewash.
It's not an investigation of police misconduct. It was decided at the highest levels of the Santa Cruz police that they were to infiltrate this group. So they're going to do an investigation and find out that the plainclothes officers did exactly what they told them to do.
Law enforcement needs to have reasonable suspicion of criminal activity before conducting surveillance.
Mark Schlossberg, Police Practices Policy Director of Northern California ACLU, says it's possible the police surveillance was illegal. He is assisting local activists in filing a Public Records Act request, seeking any notes, recordings, or photos the plainclothes officers made.
It's in the best interest of the department to release as much information as possible, as soon as possible, to try and allay community concerns and to develop a positive way to move forward from an incident like this, rather than circle the wagons and keep all the information confidential.
Vinny Lombardo, FSRN, Santa Cruz.